Peter, talk a little bit about Towson, if you would. Generically, talk about the university for us, for the fans back in North Dakota that don't know much about your university. What's it like?
It's fun. It's close to Baltimore City. It's kind of on the outskirts, about 15-minute drive there. It was a lot of fun things to do. Go down to the city and see the Inner Harbor, which is a big sight to see. And it's fun. There's a great social life, and the school's a very good school. I think I've got a great education from there.
Bison fans know that your team likes to pound the rock a little bit, run that football. What else from the quarterback standpoint, as people come and watch this game or listen to it on the radio, wherever they may be, what is it about your offense that is special?
I think you'd have to start with the offensive line. All five of them are all fifth-year seniors, and they've played a lot of football together. And we got a very talented running back in Terrence West, and a lot of receivers that do a great job of in our passing game when we do pass the ball.
How crazy has this been? You've come down to Frisco, got here a couple days ago, and taking all of this in, and really the hoopla kind of starts tonight with the event tonight. But how crazy is all of this, and how different is it from what you're used to?
It's been fun. It's been a good experience, and we're staying at a nice hotel, and getting treated very well, and it's fun to see everything, and be in Texas, and see the different views, and it's really been a great experience so far.
If you can talk about what you see on tape from North Dakota State defensively.
They're a very talented group. Great cornerback and number one. I think he's probably one of their best players. Their defense is very, very talented in a way that they play great team defense. I don't think a lot of them try and make plays for themselves. They're all in the right spots at the right time, and very, very well coached. And I think that's the reason why they got the number one defense in the country.
What is it that makes Terrence West such a good running back on your football team?
I think you got to start with the offensive linemen. They do a great job of knowing our scheme, and like I just said, they've put a lot of football together, and they communicate very well. And and Terrence is a great running back. He really is. He's very talented, and he can be a power back, and he can also make some good moves as well. So,
what else about your football team? Not a lot of talk about the defense. You want to speak to them a little bit?
I think our defense is great. We play versus a lot of, especially in the playoffs, we've played a lot of spread teams, and played versus the three statistically wise the best three quarterbacks, and I think we have a great defense. We got some good linebacks, good defensive line, and very talented secondary, and I think you don't hear about them as much as because we have such a everyone talks about our offense more than our defense, because we put up a lot of points or whatever. So I think that's probably why you don't hear about our defense as much, but I think they're a talented group.
We are chatting with the quarterback at Towson University. It's Peter Athens talking about the Tigers in front of North Dakota State on the Mike McFeely Show. Peter, this crowd on Saturday is going to be a lot of Bison fans. What's your take as a quarterback and the opposing quarterback going against a crowd that's pretty one-sided?
Yeah, no, like I just said in an interview before, I think traveling around like we have, playing as many away games as we have, we've been against that, all season long with playing a fan base that's not really on our side. And, it's just something you have to deal with and get over and play the game that you know how to play.
Is it crazy to think that you're going to be playing for a national championship in just a couple days?
Yeah, I think it's surreal. I don't think it's hit me personally. It's definitely a special moment for me. I was Coach Amber's the first recruiting class, and we started our first two seasons, and we weren't very good, and talked about a national championship, weren't really talked about, and then my redshirt sophomore year, things got turned around, and we've had a winning season ever since, and this has been a great season. It's a very special moment. I'm blessed to be playing for a national championship.
That plus a lot of distractions go on this week. How worried are you about any of that? North Dakota State has been through this twice, so if there's a routine, they might have it. For you, at Towson, it's pretty new.
Right. No, you're right, and you know, North Dakota's been it. You know, they've been through it, and you know what to push aside and what to soak in. And I think we need to do our best to be able to do that, since this is the first time we've been here. And I think our team's very mature, and I think we'll be all right with that.
In closing, Peter, if when you could look back at this game and you could point to one or two things, what are the one or two things that Towson has to do to win this football game?
I think we just need to execute on offense, and play sound defense. I think our defense needs to have a big game, and I think we need to do what we need to do on offense, and try not get away from what we do.
All right, that's Peter Athens, the quarterback at Towson. Good luck to you, Peter.
Thank you.